This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers. Save 34% off hosting with code MMAN34OFF.
NordVPN, protect your IP address online, get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMA Nuts. Protect a bed, shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMA Nuts. SportEyes.com, specializing in sports eyewear, sunglasses, and goggles. Use code NUTS to get 10% off. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 448.
448!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
I grew up with MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening, Chip?
Chip. Nothing, Barnes.
What's going on there? Taco?
Taco?
Taco Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday.
What's Taco Tuesday? I ground up meat today. I made tacos.
Hey, LeBron James, you trying to copyright Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You know he tried to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should copyright King of Pussy.
There you are again. You can't nickname yourself. Nicknames have to be given.
I did not name myself that. Okay, I'm just saying.
You keep saying that. I refuse to call you that.
It was a given. It was
from
a
who?
Friends, people I know.
Right.
Okay, I made it up.
Okay.
I admit it.
No one's going to call you that.
I'm trying to start a trend, and apparently I'm failing.
It's not working.
Damn it.
It's not catchy.
It's not catchy. But Sugar Daddy is, apparently.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, that was given. Hey, Maybe we could have someone mail in King of Pussy.
Let's magically get deleted. It just doesn't fit. It's not right.
I hear you.
Where are we at? We had a card this weekend.
There was a card. Some shit happened.
On ESPN. So, first off, I want to say, fuck ESPN, because I was timing the commercials on the replay. They actually put an extra commercial in between rounds. So, normally, there's supposed to be a minute between rounds. I timed it out. There was a minute and 30 seconds of commercials between rounds, plus a little added commentary. So, they're jamming an extra 30-second commercial in.
Yeah.
And they don't have good skip features. Like when you're on Fight Pass, I think they had a 10-second, like skip 10 seconds.
Is Fight Pass still a thing even?
Yeah.
Is it?
The Zone has some kind of like skip forward X amount of time. Mm-hmm. ESPN has nothing. So I'm just like pushing a little slider bar trying to get to next round. So fuck you, ESPN, and your bullshit.
They want you to eat the commercial, man.
I'm not eating it. I'll fucking miss some of the fight just to not eat the commercial, but I wanted to time it out because I'm like, feel this is a little too long, and sure as shit it was. So,
okay.
Moving along, Joe Lozon gets a win.
Looking like his old self again.
Yeah, I think he got an easier fight, but then Dana White's saying, oh, you should retire.
So he said.
Why?
He took some time off. He had a kid and all that stuff.
Right.
He did go through a little streak of losses,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, look good. See what, you know, what the next.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have to fight top tier competition, right?
He's just fun to watch.
Right.
He's exciting.
He had him in some like weird hold. It was the same thing that Brock Lesnar did to Frank Mir when he had his arm kind of like hooked up and he was just fucking ringing him up. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, something different. You don't typically see that, like a half Nelson kind of shit.
No.
And then let's move to the controversy. We had Greg Hardy, who I will say did not look impressive in his performance.
Yes.
And I think he'll get his ass beat by any top 10 heavyweight, even with the heavyweight division being as thin as it is. So we go through round, what is it, between round two and three?
Two and three, yeah. There was an inhaler that was given for his arthritis? No.
Yeah.
Bronchitis? No.
Keep going.
Asthma?
Yeah, exercise-induced asthma. So.
Okay.
He asked the inspector that was in the corner, can I use my inhaler? He said, is it approved? Hardy says it's USADA approved. Inspector says, all right. So he uses it. Hmm. And he gets the unanimous decision win.
29-28, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's magically overturned to a no contest. So there's a couple issues. One, a lot of legal experts are looking at that saying I think this is in Massachusetts, their athletic commission does not have the authority to do what they did. And then two, they have another problem because the inspector gave the authorization. Yeah. Whether or not he had the authority, it doesn't matter, because he said it was okay and allowed it.
Right, and Dominic Cruz during the commentary was saying how the same commission asked him to remove a bandage tape from his feet prior to entering a title fight. And he's like shocked at the fact that they were going to allow him to use this inhaler. I mean, it's a bronchodilator, so even if you don't have asthma, say you're a little bit tired between rounds, you know, and you need a little extra boost, this would definitely help.
But if he has the exercise-induced asthma, which I also have, the inhaler does not get... You're not working at 100% with the exercise-induced asthma.
True.
So say you're working at 50% once that shit kicks in, and you use that inhaler, you're still even not going back to 100%. So you're not gaining a fucking advantage. And for me, from personal experience, I had to stop fucking sparring in jiu-jitsu because the fucking inhaler wouldn't even get me back to level. Like, I was so far down. So maybe I'm at 25% lung capacity, and I take that, I get 35%. Just wasn't worth it. So just from an asthma standpoint, I wonder, why is that not allowed in competition while you're competing? Why wouldn't that be? Because you're not gaining an advantage. You're just trying to get back to even. And that doesn't even get you back to even, in my experience.
Does he actually have medically...
Well, that's what he's claiming. I don't know. Unless you fax out the doctor or email out the doctor report like some of...
Sounds
like
questionable.
Vitor Belfort did. When he said, here's my testosterone levels pre-TRT.
1,700.
Yeah. Like, what? That's too much? Well, okay.
Sorry.
I don't know. The doctor went crazy. Who am I? How about the doctor?
Okay.
I'm not giving myself the shots, but...
17. Wasn't it like 1,700 or something crazy?
It was at least 15.
Which is like three times the normal amount.
I know I hit like 1,300 once, and that was just...
If you get to 2,000, it's like instant cancer. You're going to die immediately. He's just right at the edge. So, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. It's questionable because how can they overturn this given that an official on fight night in the cage said, go ahead. So how can they do that?
That's what I'm saying. They have a good legal battle on their hands.
I think did he lose any money from this?
Yeah, because if you got a no contest, you're not getting a win bonus.
I think he should get the win bonus.
So, I mean, good luck with that. And then he's taking a fight on short notice now. He said he's going to fight Alexander Volkov, who's ranked number 7, in Moscow on November 9th because Junior Dos Santos pulled out with
hospital
some kind of gang bang infection on his leg.
Bacterial infection, yeah. Hospitalized. But he's going to lose that fight. Volkov is going to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might. He's going to get KO'd in that fight.
He should. Hardy does not have the skills to be fighting a top 10 guy. And I think part of the problem with this whole, people are, this is inhaler gate, is that people don't like him as a person and his background. So they're like, fuck this guy, he's just a cheater. I'm like, well, I think he's raising some good questions here as to, if you have asthma, are you allowed to use your inhaler during a fight?
Maybe you should take a suppository next time.
Right. Well,
rectally.
I'm okay with that. Between rounds. Yeah. Like, what's going on in that corner? I don't think this is legal. The guy just said I could take a suppository. What's in it? Perfect. I don't know. We couldn't test it. It's in his ass. I'm not going to pull it back out and run it through a lab, you know?
Yes.
It is what it is at this point.
If you put it in your ass, it's okay.
Right. I don't know. I like to see how this all plays out in the end. Hopefully, asthmatics can get their inhalers. I don't know how it is for other sports. I'd imagine anything goes in any other sport. If it was football, baseball, hockey. Fucking hockey, they're doing smelling salts on the bench, right?
Yeah, there's no rules in hockey.
Fuck, man.
They're all coked up
and they're all juiced
drunk
up.
And all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
So it's hockey, they're not testing.
So we'll see how that works out. And then Greg Hardy's opponent, Ben Sosely, Instagrammed or tweeted this one out, put a little picture up. He says, feeling cute, might not listen to my team and throw the same punch for 15 minutes later on. Just kept doing the same thing over and over. And then I think DC and Dominic Cruz are imploring him, please use a little bit of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. Just winging punches.
Nope.
And then we moved to the Yair Rodriguez versus Jeremy Stephens fight with the rematch from the eye poke. It was nice to see Jeremy Stephens at the ceremonial weigh-ins wearing the fucking ski goggles. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I'm ready.
I love it. And for all the people out there who said he was trying to run from that fight, fuck off.
Especially Jeremy Stephens. No. That guy is so old school.
Yeah. He was not running. He couldn't see. It was legitimate, as is proven in this fight, right? He almost got KO'd in the first round in this fight.
Yeah, Yair's using all the kicks, and he got dropped at least twice, I want to say. And I think in the second round it was from a body shot. Mm-hmm. And then Yair just empties his gas tank trying to finish him off.
Difficult.
Didn't work out. And then in the third round, Stephens makes a comeback, and he almost finishes Yair. So it's like that back and forth, and you know, you wonder, whoa, what would have happened had this been a five-round fight?
Good question.
Like it was originally scheduled to be.
They should have done that.
Yeah, since it was a co-main, but why couldn't they?
I feel like this is one of those fights that whoever won or lost, it doesn't matter. They're both going to retain like their value because mm-hmm. it was such a great fight. You know, they just exciting. You think this is a candidate for fight of the year?
Perhaps? No. No. Not even close.
Not even close. Okay.
It was a good fight, but not fight of the year contention. All right. And then they like make up and make out and like finger bang each other.
It's a
positive. I didn't mean all that fucking poke you in the eye. I wanted to poke you in the butthole.
I love you now.
Yeah. Like, oh, just ride out the hate. Come on.
You can't have hate after all that. You gotta fight it out.
I don't know. I'd probably carry a little bit.
Would you?
Of course.
What if they're just playing?
I try. Yeah, it could be. I don't like Yair now.
Okay.
They're all that.
I didn't like him before anyway, so.
And then we go to Chris Weidman versus Dominic Reyes. What happened?
Things did not fare so well for Weidman in his 205 debut. He ate a couple shots and, you know.
It was like
overhand right, was it?
The left. It was left. A straight left. Cause
straight left, that's right. Okay.
Initially, Weidman didn't really look like he wanted any of the striking, so he had him up against the cage trying to get the takedown. Almost got it, but then didn't. Then Reyes just stepped back as Weidman's coming in out of range, and then straight left drops him, and then some fucking brutal hammer fists.
Like a minute and something, this fight.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah. It was not. It was almost as short as the commercials.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, do you think Weidman has another fight at 205 in his...
Well, here's the thing I was thinking about, because there's talk of Weidman and there's talk of Rockhold, right? Both of them move up to 205, both of them with disastrous results. But I also didn't take this into consideration. It's a 20-pound jump, right?
That is true.
85 to 205. I don't think anybody's talking about that. It really makes case for why don't we have a 195?
Rich Franklin weight.
Right. Like, these guys are probably betweeners.
Yeah.
You know, 20 pounds is a huge jump because now you're fighting a guy that's probably 230.
Yeah.
You know, you're fighting John Jones. He's a 230. All these guys. So, I don't know. It's got to help them a little bit, but, you know, I don't know. I got too many thoughts in my head.
Be polite here.
But people are saying, should he retire, right?
Maybe. I mean, who else would you give him? That's the question.
Well, some people are saying, well, maybe him and Rockhold should have a rematch.
I think Rockhold doesn't want to fight anytime soon.
Yeah,
maybe
that's what I'm hearing. And
yeah, I don't think he's going to fight again, Rockhold. I don't know. Maybe he goes to Bellator. That'd be a good move.
Well, it's I don't know. I think that it's the biggest thing is the 20-pound jump in weight, and they're both struggling because they're both they shouldn't be fighting top 10 guys. Like, they should ease in. That's what my problem was with Weidman fighting the number 4 guy.
Yeah, silly.
And then it's like, oh, if he beats him, and then he's going to fight John Jones because Weidman is still delusional, thinking he still has a chance to get a title shot at this point. I don't see it.
Yeah.
And you've got a couple things. Someone tweeted this out. RJ Clifford said, Chris Weidman and Luke Rockhold gave us a fight of the year contender at UFC 194 on December 12th, 2015. Weidman was 13-0. Rockhold was 15-2 at that point. Since then, Weidman is 1-5 with 5 KO losses. And Rockhold is 2-3 with 3 KO losses. So I don't know. Well, I could see Weidman, you know, he took a fucking beating in that one. Remember, yeah. Like, he was getting a shit beat on. Like, are we going to stop this? And then they let the round end.
That's
and then
right.
He came back out, and then he got fucking beat down even more. Mm-hmm. But that's when he threw that stupid, like, spinning wheel kick.
Oh,
and then
he
got caught, took down, and then just fucking pounded down. And Rockhold's top cane is just devastating. And, you know, he fucking ate a lot of shit. So I don't know if that was one of those fights where you took such a beating that you got nothing left now.
Yeah. I think it's weird how that happens. It happens quite often. It seems like two guys run into each other, and it's like just two just iron pieces just slamming into each other. And by the time they're done, neither one looks the same. You know, we had Roy McDonald, Robbie Lawler, same. Those guys were never the same after that. I mean, I think sometimes.
I mean, in that case, I think it was both. In this case, I think it's Weidman took just, the fucking worst of that.
Brutal beating, yeah.
And I wonder with Rockhold if his other career as a model is like pulling him away, so he's kind of maybe he's half timing it, like half time on modeling, half time on fighting. I think in the last fight too, he broke his jaw.
Yeah,
and
he's got the leg issue too with the staff that keeps coming
right,
back.
Yeah.
And
so if I'm him, I probably don't fight because you can be successful doing the other shit. You don't have to.
Well, let me ask you a question: if you could get paid to look sexy or get your ass kicked in the cage, which one would you choose?
Well, I'd probably choose to get my ass kicked in the cage.
I'd look sexy all day.
But which way are you going to drown in more pussy? Probably being the model.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Or
probably both.
In cock. Depends which way that guy likes to float.
That's a good question, too.
Neither here nor there.
Yes.
And then John Jones has got to be an asshole and fucking tweet this shit out. So he says, Luke Rockhold loses his light heavyweight debut against Jan Błachowicz at UFC 239 on July 6. Chris Weidman loses his light heavyweight debut against Dominic Reyes at UFC Boston on October 18. He says, before you guys come to my weight class and start talking shit, make sure you can get past a few of my contenders first.
Ooh.
Fucking throw that salt on that wound, man.
Saltiness.
Fuck, man.
I'd like to see Reyes fight Jon Jones sometime soon, though.
Probably the next fight, right?
Yeah.
He was ranked 4. That's pretty, it's not. I can't say it's an impressive win because I didn't think Weidman was going to win that fight.
No.
But he is a former title holder, so he's got that under his belt.
I think Jones is due for a loss. I think 2020 is
I think his next fight he loses.
Maybe the next one.
I'm going to go next. It's,
is that this year?
December? It depends. I don't know if they can squeeze one in. Cause
he doesn't have one on the books, right?
No. It would either be
Reyes.
Yeah, I think Walker is still too far behind because he's like ranked 10th or 11th at 205. So
yeah,
and he's got a fight scheduled. So I forgot who he's fighting, but I think Reyes probably makes the most sense right now.
Seems like.
And then that other guy that John just fought that had his like blew out both his knees. He's rehabbing. He was fucking walking around now. When I thought that guy's probably gone for a year. He may be back.
Huh.
So, we'll see.
Okay.
I think that was all for that. Upcoming fights this weekend. Damian Maia, Ben Askren.
Ooh, is that free?
Should be. Yeah.
Nice.
Who do you take? I think you're going with Maia, right?
I like Maia in that fight simply because I think he's going to be crafty. And he has experience dealing with wrestlers.
Like Usman. Who else?
Chael Sonnen. Long time ago.
There was like 3 wrestlers in a row where he just got beat down. So it was Usman, Covington, and Woodley. But not all of them used wrestling.
No, Woodley didn't even. That Woodley,
Woodley ran away.
That was a weird fight. He didn't want any part of the ground game there. I don't know. I like his chances, especially Ben coming off that fucked up
KO loss.
Yep.
Oh, we got our t-shirt somewhere.
Finally came?
Yeah, after I disputed the charge of the credit card. It's fucking sit. I refuse to wear it, and I refuse to put it up. So.
Did you know? Did you know that Damian Maia fought Jorge Masvidal?
Yeah.
I did not know this. UFC 211, and he won.
Wasn't it a split decision?
Correct. He won.
Yeah, because that's how Jorge loses a lot of his fights, is split decision.
Why do you think that is?
Because he's coasting. He thinks he's ahead, and then he doesn't continue with the fin- I think he probably has the most split decision losses out of any UFC fighter. He's got to have at least five, would be my guess.
One,
got a bunch.
One, two, three, four, five, six, looks like. Dang, man. That's crazy. How do you remember this shit?
I don't know.
He's got it. Is it the hockey?
It's the smelling salts.
Smelling salts?
Wink, wink.
He's much smarter than I. I can't remember these stats. Okay.
The other question I have for his fight is, so Ben Askren was undefeated before he fought Masvidal. How much does that loss fuck with him going into this fight?
I think he's safe against Damian Maia. If he was going to be fighting another badass striker, I think
that's what I wanted.
But with Damian, he'll be okay. He'll be able to play his wrestling game.
Yeah.
And he'll get in trouble, I think, against Damian, but it won't be as scary as a guy who can KO him, you know? So, although Damian, I mean, lately he's back to his jiu-jitsu, right? But he has it in him to kind of be wild and crazy.
Well, that's what I wonder. Is this going to be like a shitty striking match with no ground? Because I don't see Maia getting any takedowns against Askren. I can see him getting tired midway through round two. And then I can see Askren finishing him with strikes from the top. And I think Askren will take him down and just... The first round will be competitive, but I think after the first round, it's all Askren.
I feel like Maia controls him the whole fight, and he's going to win via submission in the third round, is what I think.
I'd like that.
I'd like to see that happen. I think Ben will try to get takedowns, and Maia will somehow figure out a way to reverse that shit.
I hope so.
And make him look silly. In the You know how he does? Makes grown men look like little children.
Yeah, he's jiu-jitsu. Not good off his back, though. He's good when he's on top.
Right.
So I like Askren with the third round TKO, and I hate to say it, but...
I could see that.
I want Maia to win so bad because I hate fucking Askren. I hate more fighters than I like. So
that's okay.
I like Maia.
It's fine.
And then Friday, there's so much MMA going on this weekend. Friday's Bellator. There's Frank Mir versus Roy Nelson 2 happening.
Yes.
In like two fucking, I think Mir is 40 and Roy Nelson, I think he's 42 or 43. Yes. Like, woohoo. And Phil Davis is on that card. And then Saturday, you have Roy McDonald versus Douglas Lima 2.
Another Bellator?
Mm-hmm.
Two Bellators in one weekend?
Yeah, they like to do that for some reason, which is weird. And then Nick Newell is fighting. Ooh. I don't know why Bellator signed him. I don't think the guy should be fighting. I've said it before. I'll say it again. He has advantages and disadvantages.
He's got a nubby arm, so that's like cool and not cool at the same time.
It's they should treat him like a ride at Great America. You need all your limbs to ride this ride. I am sorry. Or you fight another guy that just has the same handicap that you have.
Yeah.
I just think it's fair and unfair. But anyway.
Okay. All right.
What else? What do you got?
Well, Jose Aldo looking quite svelte for his bantamweight debut. You got this little picture.
You got the hip going on.
He looks a little skinny. You know. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think he's got it in him?
For what?
To make a bantam.
I don't think he's going to get his ass kicked. He shouldn't be going down a weight. I think he should go up, if anything. And that's probably going to be tough because...
There's nowhere to go up. I feel like he has Kenny Florian-itis.
The problem is speed. Like, he's getting older, and then he's going to go into a weight class where the guys are faster.
But he shaved his stash, so he's going to be more aerodynamic. Without the stash.
He's going to lose.
Okay.
I think the later in your career, you should be looking at going up if you're going anywhere, unless you're making the 185 to the 205 jump.
Oh, that's crazy. You know what I think they should do?
What's that?
They should run back the Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo fight. I think right now it makes a lot of sense.
It could, but do you even want to see Conor fight? I think I'm done. I don't even know. He's got so many like rape allegations against. I think he's got two running rape allegations right now.
He's a little troubled.
Plus, I think they finally settled that shit with him punching that old man in the bar. There's just too much bullshit. Yeah. Like, if you want to do something, you probably need to do it this year because this motherfucker is going to end up sucking dick for blow sooner rather than later.
I feel like I have a bit of a double standard. Like, John Jones, he gets no leeway from me. But for some reason, Conor McGregor gets a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why. What is that? You're fucking racist.
I don't want to.
You're racist as fuck.
I don't want to believe
against
it's racist.
The black man.
No, I don't think that's it. It's something else, I think. I'm not sure. But
I hope so.
I'm not.
I joke. I'm totally he's not racist.
I'm totally not racist. But I feel like Connor gets way more leeway than John
Jones. I did buy a white pumpkin, though.
What? That's pretty racist. Are you racist against the orange people?
Of course.
Okay.
Oompa Loompas.
That's what I mean. So, I don't know. Yeah, I think they're having a hard time finding a spot for Connor, and I think this would be perfect.
Yeah, because Connor is just like this little dog that keeps yapping in the corner. Yap, 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 I want to fight.
He doesn't want to fight anyways. He's just trying to stay relevant.
He hasn't fought in forever. Just, I'm done.
2 years,
ready to
right?
Move along. Something like that.
That's it. I got no other news.
And then we have rumors of Cowboy versus Anthony Pettis rematch. I guess they both verbally agreed. I don't know who I favored that one. Pettis is a little soft, and Cerrone is a little soft now.
Depends where. If they do it in Colorado, I like Cerrone. If they do it anywhere else, I like Pettis.
I don't know. I got to think about that one. Michael Bisping just had a full knee replacement.
Like,
did you see this
like
shit?
The bionic
like,
man.
Look at the size of that nice, smooth, shaved leg. And it's red panty night!
Ah, red panty night.
You want to see some more pictures?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like, look at that shit.
That's his knee?
Yeah. Full fucking Terminator shit going on inside.
So crazy.
Ah, poor guy. So now he has no eyeball and no knee.
But he has
two balls. Is fighting worth it?
He's got two balls, man.
Well, let me see. Maybe. I can't tell.
Michael Bisping, post a picture of your balls so we know you
have
two.
Nah, I'm good.
Same.
I'm good. Okay. Wanderlei Silva's son set to make his amateur Muay Thai debut in Brazil's.
Okay.
Says, I want to be like my father.
Probably not a good move.
I don't know.
I will kill you, everybody.
I want to have all the CTEs.
Yeah, not a good move. Your dad has a lot of brain damage from all that crazy fighting he's done. Maybe skip that part.
Yeah, how would you like to be Vanderlei's son? And okay, son, we're going to spar today.
Yeah.
Okay. Beat the fuck out. I'm going to knock you out three times before the session's over. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
I guess.
That guy's way too aggressive.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to. I like how I wrote this next thing. It says, if you need more content, click this link.
What is it?
I don't know. I guess I'll click it. We'll see.
Is that why you're checking the time? I think we're about a half hour in.
Yeah. Oh, this is that fucking Russian kid. So there's this guy who got those fucking implants.
In his balls?
No, in his bicep. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anything Russian, you're going to get the HIV on their website. Oh, wow.
So this guy fighting that guy.
I think the smaller guy wins.
You got it. But this looked like tough man MMA, like in some gym fighting, but why would you do that to your fucking arms? That's not going to help you. And it doesn't even look good because I don't know if I can, probably not. If it's Russian, we'll get our video pulled down. So I can't show any of it, but Middle Easy posted the article of whatever this
Yeah, people think
thing
that
is.
Looks good. I'm not a fan of altering your body in weird ways like that, making your biceps gigantic.
It doesn't, it's so
strange stuff.
Not useful. Let's do a little tweet of the week. It says, my local pub is better than yours.
Oh, hey now.
So this chick.
What is she doing?
Sticking a beer glass in her butt cheeks.
And then?
And gonna fill up said beer.
That's crazy.
How can she hold that between her butt cheeks?
She's got strong gluteus maximus muscles.
Pouring said beer?
I mean, I feel like you'd get some butt juice in your beer.
Yeah, she's like, take it out, take it out.
Doesn't look very sanitary.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah? Nice. You got your lips around that and all that. It's like all night long butt juice. I feel like you'd catch something, Matt. Like the HIV.
Take my chances.
Right?
With
I wonder what will fuck you up more, the gluten beer or the butt juice? What will make you more ill?
Oh, probably the gluten beer.
Okay.
Butt juice, you'd be all right. You'd be all right. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts. Move right along. So I need to know, between these people, does this chick have skills in striking or not? So I need some volume.
Get him!
Oh, damn! Is that a lucky punch or does she have some skill? Because the beginning of the video does not look like she knows what the fuck she's doing.
Oh, that looked like a pretty good hook, though.
But, like, right here, she's just kind of...
Is it a guy?
Well, I guess she's just defending, so... Yeah, she's fighting a guy.
Get him!
And then... Whoop!
Oh, right on the button. They're Brazilian, aren't they?
No. They're white as fuck.
They sound Brazilian. But anyways, I think that was a fantastic left hook. She probably knows what she's doing.
Yeah, because she was just fucking around earlier. Rank these in order as to what you'd like to see in MMA, with number one being the first thing. You have no weight classes, no drug testing, thick ring card girls, $29 pay-per-views, women fight naked.
I'm going to have to go with no drug testing first.
Okay.
Thick ring card girls, number two. No weight classes, number three. $29 pay-per-views. And I really don't want to see the women fight naked. I'm going to
have I want to pick and choose which women.
I want to pass on that.
Good thing. Amanda Nunes.
I don't know. For some reason, it's just not appealing. Not in this arena. Perhaps in other arenas, I might consider.
That's all I think
about.
Like,
if we're talking about soccer players, I'm in.
Ugh, I'm going to pass on all these soccer ladies.
You don't like the soccer
ladies? They're too thin.
Yeah, but they're athletic and built. These women are, this is like a different thing. Anyways.
I want the women to fight naked, because that's all I think about when I see two women, like, grinding up on each other. Like, why are they not naked? But I'm pretty much in agreement. I think I would flip-flop the 29 pay-per-view and the women fight naked.
Okay.
Who's one fighter... you like who everybody else seems to hate?
Oh, BJ Penn?
I don't know if everybody hates him. Do they?
I think they do now, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got two. John Jones, I like. But I think a lot of people hate. Cyborg, I don't know. I think people still hate her. Like, oh, you're a steroid cheat.
They do, yeah. That's true.
But again, I think I hate more fighters than I like. I looked at the
list.
Yeah,
true.
And I go down, I'm like, hate. I'm all right with that guy. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, which fighters will be retired in 2 years? I mean, there's so many people on the verge right now.
Some bazillions. I think you're going to have tons of guys. I question whether a guy like John Jones will still be fighting in 2 years.
Depends. Because it might not be the sport that takes him out. It may be the police or drugs that
personal
take him
issues.
Out. Same with Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
He's fucking done.
I'd be surprised if he fights again at all.
Yeah.
So he's got so much money now. What's the
incentive? He's got no reason.
No.
Unless he blows it all. I mean, that's the only thing. But the problem is, too, that the UFC can't afford him with this stupid model.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. We got enough. We don't need to put on good fights. We just need to put on fights.
Anybody, you know? Yeah.
Right. I'd say, like, Paige VanZant, too. Put her in there. Cyborg, probably. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. What's the best gift you've ever given?
Best gift I've ever given? My cock.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, that's dependent on who the receiver, no?
Yeah.
Right? So... we'll go back
like
to
anything
my
I
cock.
Give. Well, I was gonna say, like, giving my mom a Father's Day card was probably one of the best
you like
ones.
That one?
Yeah, because, like, you know, my parents were divorced early on, and my dad was like here and there, and mostly out of my life by, fuck, I don't know, 8 maybe,
okay,
and just in and out. So that one was pretty good. It's either that or, like, some big, huge fucking dildos for my wife, but, you know.
Now you're on the same level as me. Thank you. I was like, what are we talking
moving
about?
Moving right along.
He's getting all
emotional. Okay, breakneck speed.
Thank you.
What is an obscure food that you have eaten that most people have never tried?
Ooh.
Kick.
Cock.
Kick.
I've had Rocky Mountain oysters. I've had that. Didn't say I like those. I'm not tasty.
About the about the Northern Illinois, they have one of the bars, the Turkey Testicle Festival.
What?
Yeah. Is it deep fried turkey balls?
Oh God, was it good?
When you're hammered out of your mind, right? Well, anything that's deep fried is right.
Was it gonna
be
chewy?
Bad? Seems I don't like remember. Balls would be I just chewy. Fucking chow down, man.
It's funny that we both have had balls, and that's what we.
That's what it's all about. It's like cock and balls. That's
sheep balls. No thanks. I'm out next time. I almost once had bull penis in a Japanese restaurant, upscale place. That was like the Japanese people are weird. I was like on a business trip, and they're all like, "Oh, you should try some of this." And I'm like, "What are we ordering?" It's like this is good. You know, good for you. I'm like, "What the fuck are you guys gonna order?" It's like penis.
Baby,
I'm like, "What kind of penis?
A
bull
apple.
Penis?" I'm like, "I'm not eating that." Two people at the table had the bull penis. I did not.
Let's take a bite. Why?
I'm not eating penis.
Why not?
Would you eat penis?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not afraid.
Eating
man.
Penis doesn't give you girth, all right? I don't believe in that. That doesn't make sense.
Don't be afraid. Embrace the gay.
Something so inappropriate to say. I'm going to keep it to myself. Okay. I'll tell you after. Completely.
Moving right along. Racist.
Racist, exactly.
What is your favorite three-word sentence?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's my number one. And my second is, you fucking retard.
That's a good
and
one too.
If you hear either of those, punches are about to fly.
True.
Because I've been pushed.
You've been pushed?
And I've said those two things. I said the go fuck yourself 2 years ago to someone. And then this year I said, you fucking retard to someone.
Oh, wow.
So.
Those are good signs.
I was ready to throw.
Also, the Eddie Murphy approach. Baby, wasn't me.
There you go.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too.
MMA Nut Zombie Show, episode number one, part two.
Okay.
When you guys enter the second room, a horde of zombies come out of nowhere. Ingo notices a transformer in the area, so he parkours his way up there, cutting zombies. Because, you know, you got your fucking...
machete.
Katana or whatever you're dealing with. Samurai sword. Yeah, katana is probably the chick version.
Yeah,
like samurai sword.
Samurai sword, thank you.
He turns on a transformer while Matt grabs the cable, but the floor needs to be wet. Oh, Joanna Janjacek distracts the zombies by fisting in the ass and saying, "Bow down!" Bow down! Which gives time to Mark Hunt to grab a bucket of water and throw it on the floor. Matt cocks his shotgun. That wasn't a very good kick. I'll hopefully edit a good sound
I'll allow
in.
It.
With the electric cable and shoots a burst of electrical shot that fries the horde of zombies.
Okay.
Matt and Ingo, your crew destroyed the last zombies in the warehouse. When a figure appears, continue. Okay.
A figure appears?
It's the zombie Dalai Lama.
Oh, nice.
And he's not out for peace. He's out for a piece of a dead ace.
Dead ace, okay.
He's got a thirst for ass.
What is his superpower, though?
He just wants to toss that salad. He likes prison rules.
Is he floating?
He could be. Could be. And then there's a moral dilemma, because do you kill the zombie Dalai Lama?
I think you have to.
Because he's a zombie.
What choice
he's
do you
not
have?
The Dalai Lama
no,
anymore,
he's,
right?
He's turned on you.
And you can't let him eat your ass.
You kill him with kindness, though, Matt.
I'm sure that'll work well. You just keep trying to eat your ass, yeah. Like, literally and figuratively.
You just tell him you love him. That's what you do. And he dies slowly, a death. Yeah.
Ah, fair enough.
I like this so far. It's good. You continue. Episode 3.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I like the show so far.
I do, too.
Keep it rolling.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 64, Soccer Fantasy number 4. We got to get out of this genre, please. Last
thank you. I love the Soccer Fantasy. I'm
not going to play after if you do it one more time.
That's mean.
Alexia Putelas.
You don't like that? Too skinny, huh?
They're all too thin for me.
I like what I'm seeing. That's
not bad.
That's not bad.
Elise Perry.
She's pretty thin. Very lean. Maybe too lean.
And then Jessica Landstrom.
Okay, all right. We're going to bang Jessica, kill the one in the middle, and I guess we'll marry the one in the beginning. Why not?
Okay. I'm going to kill all three.
Nice. You better get out of the soccer genre. Let me give him a genre.
Good.
Volleyball.
They're probably going to be tall and skinny and thin, unless they're from Brazil.
What do you want then, man?
I need thick.
What's thick? Roller derby.
Is that one of the ladies in roller derby?
Yeah, it's roller derby ladies.
Okay.
Yeah. Hook us up. Or doesn't Brazil have a sport like this, like where they play like some kind of ball game with some kind of game with balls indoors? What the hell is it called? With like a thing.
Doesn't work.
I don't know. They scoop it up off the ground and then they throw it. It's like
I
a,
lie.
Oh yeah.
That's.
Is that Brazilian?
I don't know what fucking country that is, but they're wearing like gear, and I don't know if ladies do it.
Oh, never mind then.
But just find something with thick ladies, and then I'll be in.
Thick ladies.
Yeah, like ring card girls. Oh. Find some thick ones.
Okay.
Knowledge. You got knowledge for this week?
Got nothing.
I got one. I don't know who posted this. I like it. It says, look at the size of my new TV compared to my dishwasher.
I get the joke. That's awesome.
I don't know. I like that.
Dishwasher? Very sexist joke.
It is.
But I like it.
It's a big-ass TV.
It's a big-ass woman. 65 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. It's a tall lady.
Yeah, she's taller than a TV. I don't have anything else. You got anything else?
Nope. That has been this week's edition of MNLs. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.